Pickaxe.
If you like to eat stress-free and healthy, like me, you can do it this spring with Factor. They have delicious, ready-to-eat meals, everyone is fresh, never frozen, and chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 different options, including popular ones such as Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or like me, vegan and veggie. There are more than 60 add-ons you can discover every week, such as breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feeling good all day long. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. If you're looking for gourmet options, there are meals that have premium ingredients, such as filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini and asparagus. And they are no fuss, no mess. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking and cleaning up. Simply heat and enjoy the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and you can pause or reschedule deliveries at any time. Factor is your solution for fast premium meals without the need for cooking. This month, we're celebrating Earth Day. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. So head on over to factormeals.com/pickaxe50 and you can use code PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your second box. That's PICKAXE50 at factormeals.com/PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is going. Check it out.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
What's in PP today? What news? What guff? What rubbish have you...
My sack is bulging with animal news discovered, ready to spray out through my pee-pee.
Well, please tell me what first is on the list of animal news today.
Sorry. This is like a cock and balls thing.
What is?
It's like what I just said.
I know.
Okay.
Right. I just decided not to acknowledge it.
I was worried that you
didn't. I don't want
to
encourage you. You know, because then you'll think,
wow,
that it's like, you
I
know.
Thought that was.
I understand that has been our dynamic for the last 12 years.
Yeah. And then at some point,
I've decided to
12
change.
Years.
It's time
14,
for a change.
14 years.
You know, it's time for a change.
We've been together 14
we have.
Years.
We're very happy together. What kind of.
We're only staying together for the children.
What's the 15th anniversary? That must be a decent one, right? Must be like silver or something.
So it goes paper, cotton, leather.
I know. I guess you get them a wallet or something.
What if you're vegan?
You can get fake
PVC.
Leather.
silk or linen, if you're in the UK. Wood.
I mean, no one does that, do they?
Candy, UK.
What?
What do you mean, candy,
UK? We don't call it candy.
Sweets.
I don't think...
Sweeties. Sweeties. Iron in America, wool UK, copper US. It's weird that it's different. Let's only look at the UK,
yes,
okay? Because
sure.
We're in the UK. Wood, salt, copper.
Salt? What kind of a fucking anniversary
salt.
Is that? Oh, darling.
Happy 8th anniversary.
I bought you the traditional wedding gift for the UK. Salt.
Pour it on me.
I've seen you be playing Dota again.
Very good.
When you get the soul.
Very good.
Copper, tin.
Copper
is
and
10.
Tin. 9 and 10. It's like bingo.
Okay, here we go. Right, 11.
Copper and tin. 9 and 10.
Steel, silk linen. Wait, what do you mean silk linen? That was 4.
No, that was silk, comma linen. This is the same. They don't know what they're doing.
Whatever.
This is rubbish.
What are we up to? 14. Elephant or ivory?
Ooh.
It's not
really
good.
Hasn't aged well on this list, has it? God, so if that's not even that late. A lot of people make it to 14 years.
Well, gold jewellery is the modern gift.
Is it?
Yeah. which seems like a safe one for
Crystal
any anniversary.
Crystal is 15. There Crystal. You go. Your Crystal anniversary. That seems right.
Yeah. And that then there's like right. nothing. China at 20 years.
China. No, it's platinum, isn't it? 20. Look. Or is that? Oh, no.
No, that's the modern.
That's the modern. Platinum is 50. Sorry, it must be.
Pearl is 30.
Sure.
Oh. And then it just sort of...
stops doing it right. Where did you get this list?
Gold is 50, diamond is 60.
This is why you don't click on the first fucking thing.
Look, there's a reason Google chose this as the first result. And the reason is that anniversaryrose.co.uk paid Google money to be there.
You're right. You are right. So I'm glad that we...
I want them to have their money's worth.
Well, they got it.
Yeah. Happy anniversary. What are we giving each other? What was 14? I've forgotten already.
8 o'clock?
What ivory.
Wrong with that. Oh, yeah.
Ivory.
That's why we knew it wasn't possible. So we just tried to ignore it from our heads. We tried to not think about it. Oh, my gosh. This is why, you know, it's why they're going extinct, because we're not thinking about them.
What if I just give you a pile of rat bones?
Oh. By the way.
Happy anniversary.
Segue into the first piece of pee-pee news. Look,
yo.
A baby woolly mammoth has been found dead, obviously.
Oh no, what happened?
It died 35,000 years ago.
What did it die of? Cold. It's frozen to death.
Cold, yes.
Yeah, the cold got it. It's kind of sad, but also, weirdly, it looks like it looks like the space jockey from Alien.
The space jockey. What is that? I've forgotten what
the space
is.
Jockey. He's got the... It looks like an elephant with the weird tube thing coming out the front of his
right.
face.
Right, okay, sure. It is pretty horrific, actually, looking at this.
It is horrible.
Poor dead baby elephant. But we've found it. Still preserved. Can we bring them back? Probably not.
Well, its hair and skin is intact.
And so there was a gold miner... He hit the jackpot.
Can you...
I don't know if he did hit the jackpot.
Can you please do the voice of your old-timey miner?
Well, howdy there, partner. I was hitting the jackpot when I stumbled across a mummified woolly mammoth. Wow! I was looking for gold, but I struck whatever the fuck this is worth.
Does it say how old this miner is?
A young Canadian. Oh, it just says young.
Yeah.
What does young mean nowadays, though?
Under 30.
Okay.
We're not young.
No, but I'm just saying, like, where's that line drawn? You know, you get some very fit 30-year-olds, you know? Who is, and also, the article, if the article was written...
Have you been looking at MILFs on the internet again?
If the article was written by an old man...
Mammoths, the word I'd like to find.
Young. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Mammoths I'd like to find.
Yeah.
Simon, you are a treasure.
Oh, my God.
You are a treasure.
I'm the real treasure here.
She has a trunk. She has a tail. She has tiny little ears. She has a little prehensile end of the trunk, which she could use to grab grass. As an Ice Age paleontologist, it has been one of my lifelong dreams to come face to face with a real woolly mammoth. This is from Dr. Grant Zazula, paleontologist at the Canadian Territory of Yukon.
Mm.
The official state paleontologist, I guess.
I mean, Yukon's a region that goes from Canada into Alaska. That's the big mining area.
Is it?
All those mining TV shows that I watch, they're all fucking in the Yukon.
Right.
This is the first complete mummified mammoth ever found in North America.
Really?
I mean, I guess this is a big deal. Oh, God, it's really weird, isn't it? Seeing
sort of
it.
Weird and gross. It's got very long. It's got a very long trunk.
Elders of the community held a ceremony last week and named the mammoth calf Nun Chogar, which means big baby animal.
Big baby animal.
Big baby animal.
I guess maybe you can sell it to the geologists.
That belongs to the museum.
Yeah, I don't know if money exchanges hands with this or quite how that works.
Well, you know.
It probably belongs to the government.
You think?
Something.
Maybe. There's got to be some reward, you know? Some
a finder's fee.
Yeah.
One mammoth. That's $1,000. Here you go.
Yeah, we've got to be more than that. Ching! It's the first one they've ever found.
Yeah, you know? But they're not going to just give some random person like $5 million.
That's true. Else everyone would be up there looking for dead mammoths.
Well, maybe they should be.
Why?
Because this is only the first intact
one they
found.
How many do we need?
Hundreds.
Why?
Can you imagine the government's like, we're going to have to raise taxes. So much of our money is going towards paying random people who are finding all these fucking mammoths.
What do we need them for? What's the point?
We can learn about evolutionary biology, genetics, and, you know, maybe in his stomach there's food, and that might, you know, tell us about what sort of plants and stuff were around, stuff that we might not have known about. Maybe it's got, like, a disease, and then we can be like, oh, look, there's a disease in this.
Somehow. We've never seen
this disease.
God, you're a great spokesman for science, aren't you?
I'm struggling to kind of find the point in this as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. It's nice to see this stuff, get the fossil record and all that crap.
I'm just worried that someone's going to dig us up.
I mean,
35,000 years from now.
A bit weird. Weird.
We found two intact gamers.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, deer.
Where the fuck is this? King Lochleven.
King Lochleven, which is in Scotland.
Is it?
Which is a part of England to the north.
Not for much longer.
So there was a bit of a problem. A deer problem.
A deer problem.
Deer problem. The deer are outside, by the way. Are we following on from last week where there was a queue of animals?
No.
Okay.
This is dark.
We're scrapping that. So basically at the start of the year, there were a lot of deer around and they were like, shall we do something about the deer? And they're like, what
How
do you mean?
How is that a problem?
What do you mean do something with the deer? You know, take care of them. Is this what you do with guns?
Sure.
Yeah. Take care of them.
Get all the sun cream rubbed all over.
Yeah.
What were they
going to murder them.
What are you talking about?
There were too many deer around this town, and they were like...
Kinlochleven.
Yeah.
Like, 20 stags, it says.
Well, there are now. They've moved into the town because they didn't do a cull.
They're in the town.
So they haven't controlled the numbers of these deer, and now...
Oh,
20
dear.
Of the big boy stags, the giant ones, angry male stags, are now just wandering around in the town.
Okay.
Someone's been attacked by them. It didn't go into any details, I don't think. A dog was bitten, allegedly.
Deer have taken over a town.
Can you imagine that? A deer just chomping on a dog.
Well, dogs are very friendly fellas. They're just, hello. They like saying hello to people. And a deer comes along. That's not a person, is it?
I've seen a cow they're eat angry. Like a baby chick. But a deer eating a dog, it's weird. So a lot of people are like,
I don't
this
think
is...
it ate it, did it? Just bit it, didn't it?
No, just bit it. But why did it bite it? Because it wanted to eat it.
Don't think it wanted to eat it.
I think it wanted to eat it.
I don't think deers eat did it... dogs.
Did it think it was berries? It saw a dog and it was like, oh, this is a delicious berry. Well, chomp.
I think if a barky little dog comes up to me, and I'm a deer, I'd probably give it a fuck off, wouldn't you?
It's got giant antlers to use.
Yeah, but he has to bend over with all those.
Yeah, but he's biting. That's also bending over.
Well, look, I don't think anyone was hurt by this. It's not a big deal.
Well, a dog was hurt. A dog was very badly hurt.
Was it badly hurt or was it
allegedly.
Okay?
Allegedly. We're not sure.
Sorry, so deer have moved in to a town. Not very many of them, 20. And a dog was hurt, allegedly.
Well, the issue is that there's estimated to be up to 1 million deer in Scotland. Wow. And they kill 100,000 a year.
Wow.
But the numbers would increase massively if they didn't kill them.
Really?
And of course they eat them because they're delicious. Venison. Sorry, two vegans. Sorry, apologise.
It's all right. We understand. Look, what are you saying that if we didn't kill all these deers...
They'd be walking around our towns biting our dogs.
Right. Well, you know, there are some places like the deer place in Japan. Is it Nara? Where they just walk around in town and they get on perfectly well with the locals.
They don't bite dogs?
No, as far as I know. They're friendly. They you can feed them and they're nice. And it's a really nice place to go, apparently.
Yeah, but I mean, I can picture Japanese deer being much more chill than Scottish ones. Scottish ones...
What are you saying
they're
about?
a bit aggro, you know?
What do you mean?
What you looking at, pal? Hey! Just imagine you're in Bristol. You're going to the local vegan shop to buy some vegans. Mm-hmm. Okay?
I love them.
£1 of vegans, please, you say at the counter.
Mm-hmm. That'll be £55.
Sorry, we're out of vegans.
What?
Deer ate them all. You would be out there.
What is this?
You're cocking a gun.
I'm getting ready to to hunt.
I can imagine Lewis...
Bravo!
No!
But so 100,000 of them are killed every year, I guess, hunted?
Yeah.
Legally?
Yeah. To control their numbers.
I didn't know they bred that much, but there you go.
They do, they love it. Rotting is what they call it. Rotting.
I beg your... Okay, well, good. I'm just saying
that's
that
deer for fucking.
I don't know whether we should just try it out. I mean, obviously, this is a trial, you say, that hasn't gone well.
Well, the problem is they didn't do the cull.
They and came now, into the town.
And now it's getting out of hand. Deer are in the town.
Are they... What other problems have they caused?
They knocked over some bins. Graffitied the public toilets. Very antisocial.
Right.
Deer.
Very really?
Antisocial.
What?
Yeah.
I mean...
There was a woman with a baby stroller that went past the playground and they were drinking White Lightning cider.
Oh, my God.
And they told her to go F herself.
Wow. It says here, look, life has been made too easy for the deer, says Steve Connolly. They have been fed by locals, so they have stayed during the summer, which is very unusual. People have continued to feed them, which has made them quite unhealthy. Well, it sounds like the problem's going to solve itself, Steve Connolly. If we all feed them fucking chips, they all like dying off of heart disease.
Oh my God, like Scottish people.
Who loses?
That's why the English started the fried food thing. It's a whole thing.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It was to keep...
Munchie boxes were invented by...
England.
MI5.
To keep the Scots from getting out from rutting too much.
Yeah.
And getting out of control.
Got to control the numbers of the Scottish people by giving them more heart disease.
Because when they come into town, you know, they go out of control, aren't they? You know?
Hello, police. There are 20 Scottish people in the town centre.
We'll be right round.
That's Bristol police.
They're going into the Wetherspoons.
It's 10:30 in the morning!
Oh my God!
What is this? San Bernardino County firefighters have rescued a pair of puppies that were stuck in a tortoise den in the Yucca Valley.
Yeah.
That sounds hot.
Arizona?
Again. Sure.
Is that Arizona? Yeah, where is the Yucca Valley? The Yucca Valley wouldn't be in Arizona, right? Would it? California. No doubt about it.
I don't know about this one. Bit shit, innit?
So, 100-pound tortoise.
I'm just going to go on with it anyway.
100-pound tortoise.
It gets better, does it?
Has his den. And then two curious 5-month-old puppies fell into the den or explored the den, thinking, oh, it's a hole. Let's explore.
Fucking hell. Okay, this does get better. So, hang on a second. So, there was a tortoise den.
Yeah.
With a 100-pound tortoise in it.
Yeah.
Called Oscar.
Oscar the tortoise, yeah.
He had a name before? So they knew him before this event? This wasn't in the wild. But he's a wild octopus with a name. Was he known to the police, is what I'm saying?
Oh.
Had he got priors?
Maybe.
Had he kidnapped puppies before?
Oh my God, is that what this is about?
So, two dogs, two curious 5-month-old dogs.
They climb into the den.
They're not really puppies if they're 5 months old, are they? I guess they're still puppies, but they're
small. They're full. They can fit into the hole.
They climbed naughtily into the turtle den.
Tortoise den.
And they couldn't get out because he was blocking the entrance.
His big fat ass of this tortoise was, you know, and his head stuck out. It was like Pooh Bear when he ate too much honey.
Right.
Oh, what are you doing, step bro? Oh. Have you seen that video?
Sure. So the firefighters arrived on the scene.
Yeah.
And the first thing they did was try to coax the tortoise out of his spot.
Yeah.
With a tasty watermelon treat.
Which I think they just mean is a slice of watermelon.
Right. And then were like...
That didn't work.
Let's not do this, because this isn't working. We will instead dig a hole.
Mm.
This is a real Yogscast story. To access the den from another area.
It took them an hour to dig through to get the puppies.
It is an hour. So rather than like... Because that tortoise was not going anywhere, apparently.
He was like, fuck you.
I'm gonna
keep your shitty watermelon.
I'm gonna let these dogs die and I'm gonna eat them.
I'm gonna let these dogs suffocate under my arse.
And so they dug the dogs out, and the dogs called Pio?
Pio and Finn.
Who names their dog
Pio?
Pio.
It's a weird name.
It is weird.
Pio.
It's growing on me. They were unharmed. And
you know what else is growing on you? Those face mites. That come out and have sex when you're asleep.
Thanks for reminding me.
I thought I'd bring that back up.
The dogs were happy to reunite with their dog mom, Kathleen.
Which I don't think dog is their I don't think it's their biological mother.
No.
I think it's their owner.
Well.
Do you think Kathleen made the phone call? We'll be right over.
Dog mom. It might be their dog mom, actually, and then their owners might be different. But you know what people are like now with pets? They are having pets instead of children, you know? So getting to the point where, you know, they do like fake births, you know?
This is my son.
They could have like a fake ceremony where they're giving birth and then they bring the puppies out. Oh. What? I know, that's why.
No one does that, right?
I bet you that's happened. You fucking weirdos. Scroll down, maybe it'll tell us.
Okay, maybe it'll tell us. Are you ready to read the rest of the article?
There isn't any more. That's it. All right.
There is a fireman.
There is a video of a fireman responding to a call.
We're going to report,
Yucca Valley Puppy Rescue!
Puppies stuck in a tortoise den.
We got two puppies stuck in tortoise den.
Do you think if they called the police instead, they would have shot the tortoise?
Let's see if we can find some food for it and see if we can cut it out of this hole.
It is wearing like a bulletproof vest. Oh, there's the watermelon on a stick.
Look at the fucking size of that.
He's coming towards me.
He's coming towards me.
He didn't take the bait. On to plan B.
Kev, I think we got through.
She's calling the dogs, I guess. Oh my god, they are quite large.
It's a massive dog!
They are quite large.
There we go. There you go, buddy. Good job. Go to mama. Go to mama.
Oh my god, all the dirt on them. Oh, they are large. They are very large. I would not call them puppies.
So it looks like, can we just pan back the video a little bit?
I'll pan back the video.
Pan back a bit more and keep it paused. Pan back a bit further.
Why are you saying pan back? It's really
I don't
weird.
Fucking know why I'm saying pan back.
Look, there's the tortoise.
There's the tortoise.
And there's the watermelon on the end of a stick. Come on. Come on,
it's
mate.
Get, let me,
come
let me,
on, Oscar.
Let me show you.
Come
right?
on.
Let me show you.
Get your watermelon.
Right.
So it's like night fallen.
Onto plan B. They dug this hole. Okay. This is like the fucking worst acting you've ever seen in your life. Have you seen this? Look.
Kev, I think we got through.
I think we got through.
It's like they're doing a really bad, like... You can do it! You can do it, like, says Kathleen. Come on. What the fuck is this guy doing?
He's checking where the tortoise is, probably.
He looks like he's fucking died. Look at him. And look at this. Look at
There's
this.
Oscar.
So...
Bastard.
So, they've dug a hole.
Yeah.
Oscar's come out.
Well, yeah, because they're digging a hole and he's scared. And he's like, what the fuck are they doing
and
to my
And that guy's
house?
Fucking just lifting the tortoise. It's not even that big of a tortoise. Why didn't they just grab the tortoise to start with?
Because he was deep in the hole. He was inside of his den.
Look, they're grabbing, they're manhandling this poor tortoise. Look, they're moving him out of the way, lifting him.
Oh, yeah, because he's come out now, because he's scared because of all the digging.
And then they get these the lads out. Oh, my God. It's like one of the worst acted TV dramas you've ever seen in your life.
Are you saying this whole thing's fake?
No, I think this whole thing is so genuine.
Okay.
And I love it. The dogs are, I would say, twice the size of the tortoise.
They are enormous.
And maybe he just wanted some friends, you know? Putting that out there.
Maybe. Can we just give a round of applause for the firefighters?
Oh, yeah. Do you know what?
Good job.
You're good right, job. Simon. Because if they were the police...
They would have shot the tortoise. They probably would have shot the dogs as well.
And then Kathy.
I think it's 30 dogs a day are shot by police in America.
How many tortoises?
Oh, about 80.
How many dog moms?
12.
You know your stats.
All these facts.
Yeah. Well, look, you know, thanks for... No one died.
No one died.
The dogs are rescued. The turtle... Looks fine. And maybe he got a bit of watermelon for his troubles.
Yeah.
Got an extra hole for his den.
Wow. Also, shout out to the Palm Springs Desert Sun for actually having a website that people in the EU, I mean, we're not in the EU, but the whole cookies thing, a lot of these American websites you can't even look at unless you use a VPN.
They're a complete mess.
Yeah.
But this one, pretty good. Shout out to the Palm Springs Desert Sun. And
can we have a round of applause? Thank you for doing the cookies thing for people that are in the EU, even though we're not in the EU. Should we just do a round of applause to Boris Johnson getting us out of the EU?
No. All right. We'll be all right.
Thank you for watching.
Yes, thank you. Round of applause for you.
Round of applause for the viewer/listener. Thank you. Shout out to you.
A round of applause for us.
Round of applause for Lewis.
Goodbye.
Wait, what? Remind! You bastard!